Rosh Hashanah, so we have to learn about the Rosh Hashanah Machzor. A couple of ideas. Rosh Hashanah is called the whole Nusach, the Yoim HaZikaron. Everything that you say in the Machzor always comes back to the Yoim HaZikaron. You also say in the Siddur, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the Kiddush, in the Kiddush at night, let me go to the Kiddush. Kiddush at night, what do? We say, what do we say in the Kiddush? Let me turn to the page in the Machzor.
But we always say, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim is every day.
Right, but it says that the Yom Tov, let me read you the verse for the Kiddush. The Kiddush.
Shabbos, you also say Zeichel
Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ah, so fine. So why is Shabbos Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? It says the Aseres HaDibrois. It says in the Aseres HaDibrois that the reason why we observe Shabbos is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is the best. Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is Shabbos Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because that's a good question. The Pashas is because Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Shabbos. That's what gave them encouragement. The Medrash says, Yismach Moshe b'man aschelkoi. When they were in Egypt, they were slaves. Hashem said, Moshe persuaded Paro that they would be more productive than one day off during the week on Shabbos. Paro agreed. Paro gave the Jews the day off. Moshe gathered them together. He gathered, you said something very important, mate. It's good you told you reminded me of this. Very, very important. Very good what you did now. You see, Siyat Hashanah, you told me something very important. So Moshe gathered Klal Yisrael all together. Rameh Balhanes. Good, you told me something very good. So Moshe gathered them all together. Yeah, he gathered them. You're telling me now it was extremely critical. They gathered them all together, and Moshe, he taught them Torah. Right? That's what it says in the Medrash. Again, the Jews were working 7 days a week. Moshe said to Paro, this is not a good idea. In order, if you want the slaves to be more productive, give them one day off. By giving them one day off, they will rejuvenate, and then on Sunday, they will work for the next 6 days even better. In the long run, you'll have more productive labor by giving them a day off. Paro was obviously a smart man, and he said, you're right. And he gave them a day off. Which day did he give off? Shabbos, Saturday. What did Moshe do on Saturday? He took advantage. He did this for his own purpose. He gathered them all together and he told the people, listen, let me give you a shir. And he gave them a daf yomi, he gave them some term from Chumash. He taught them Chidushei Rabbi Meir al HaTorah. He taught them all of the Chidushim on Shabbos, and he was mechazik them, and he taught them about Yados, v'chulu v'chulu. Paro, then things were getting worse. And Paro, this is extremely important now, I'm telling you for Rosh Hashanah. Paro said, Moshe then goes to Paro and says, okay, we want to leave. We want to go and bring a carbon to Hashem in the desert. We want to go for 3 days. Paro said, what? You want to go for 3 days in the desert to go bring carbonis? It's ridiculous. So Paro started to get very upset. He says, okay, you know what? Don't give the people straw. Don't give them straw. Let them work even harder. And then he said this pasuk. This is a very important pasuk. Pasuk is, I'm turning to the page over here. Tichbad, here it is. It's in Parshas Shemois, the very end of Parshas Shemois, in the last aliyah. Tichbad ho avoda al ho anashim v'yasuva. Wow, it's really good. This Tichbad ho avoda al ho anashim v'yasuva. Mayor, I'm telling you, gave me a gval gavart. Make the labor upon the people intense. You people have too much time on your hands. You're making demands that we go out of Egypt. Work harder, v'al yishu, and they shall do work, v'al yishu, do not turn b'divrei shoker. And do not turn to listen to words of sheker. This is a quotation from Paro. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "V'al yishu b'divrei shoker, v'al yegu v'yidabu tamid b'divrei ruach lemor, nelcha nizbucha." Don't go and tell me this nonsense that you want to go sacrifice. V'doymaloi v'esha b'chukecha tamid l'mashal l'shmina. Fine, he goes and gives them examples. Okay, that's it. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Mefarsh, the other Mefarshim learned, Val Yishu B'divrei Sheker means the words that Moshe Rabbeinu, who he's referring to, you can no longer go to the drosha of Moshe Rabbeinu. No longer do you have permission to learn the Daf Yomi. On Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a shir. And it was then when Moshe inspired them that we should go out into the field, out into the desert, and offer a sacrifice to Hashem. And that's why Moshe came to Paro and said to Paro, you know what, we want to get out of here. We want to go on a vacation for 3 days and offer korbanos to Hashem. Paro was infuriated. How dare you go? Who gave you this idea to go leave Egypt for 3 days and bring a sacrifice to Hashem? Nonsense. Don't listen. And he said to the people, I'm going to make the labor even worse. I'm going to intensify the labor. And no longer am I going to let you turn and listen to the words of Sheker, to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu's drashos. I'm not going to let you go to the shiur that Moshe is giving you on Shabbos to listen to the words of Torah. And Paro had the chutzpah to call Torah Sheker. Now it's interesting that the Torah is called Emes. Every time you make a brach, you're an aliyah, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavadach, Baruch Hashem Baruch, Asher Bochar Banu Mikol, V'nosan Lanu Es HaRasog, in the end, Baruch Asher Nosan Lanu, Toiras, Emes. Torah is Emes. Paro called the Torah Sheker. I'm not letting you go to the shir anymore to listen to the words of Sheker. Okay, now, Kiddush, what is the first thing you do Rosh Hashanah night? Okay, you daf a ma'ariv, but when you make Kiddush, there's a lot of things that you can say in Kiddush. What do we focus on? Ato v'chatzal, ato b'char, asher b'char, baruch ato asher b'melech, asher b'char b'nu mikolom, v'roi m'manu mikoloshun, v'kiddushon b'mitzvah, v'atit lam Rosh Hashanah v'yavos, yoyim, hazikoroin hazeyon teruah, mikro kodesh, zeicher, oh, zeicher liyetzias Mitzrayim, Kivonu v'charta v'yosu nekidash mikolom, udvorcha, your words are MS. You hear? May, are you there? Udvorcha, your words are MS, v'kayom lo'ad, and they endure forever. Why do you say that? Why in the Kiddush do you say Udvorcha? All the things that you can say by Rosh Hashanah, why do you say by Rosh Hashanah Udvorcha, your words are emes, v'kayom lo'ad? What's all that about? Udvorcha emes. So the answer is, I'm suggesting, based upon what you reminded me, is that why do you say in general Zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Rosh Hashanah? What connection is there between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Rosh Hashanah? And one of the answers is because on Rosh Hashanah, the melacha, the avoda, was batel. The tradition is that the Ten Makos began, I don't know all the details exactly what happened, but the avoda was batel. It was batel, no more did they have to work. The avoda, Paro, said to Moshe, make them work, to his people, make them work even harder. The labor, the slave labor, should get more intense. And along with that statement, he said, because everything that you're doing, this that you have free time and you're not working, you're being involved in divrei sheker, shoker. I don't want you to have any more time. You're only working 18 hours a week. I want you to work now 20 hours, 18 hours a day. I want you to work 20 hours a day. And those 2 hours a day, or going during the time that he gave off, you're listening to the words of Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. What Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching you is the words of Sheker. So I'm going to replace the words of Sheker with more Avoida. On Rosh Hashanah, Avoida is Botel. The Avoida comes to an end. When the Avoida comes to an end, what comes back? Not the words of Sheker, the words of Emes. If Paro has to say that it's Sheker, you know what that means? It means that it's Emes. Because evil people, it's always just the opposite. They're always people. When anyone tells you that it's Sheker, you know what that means? It means it's Emes. So this is why I'm suggesting to you, this is why on Rosh Hashanah, the focus is Udvarcha Emes. Your words are Emes. Because Rosh Hashanah was Botel Avodah Me'avoy Seinu. The most intense moments of Avodah were given because Paro could not stand that Klal Yisrael was going to Moshe. They were turning to the Divrei Shoker. It wasn't Divrei Shoker, it was Divrei Emes. Paro was the liar. Memel Moshe Rabbeinu, when we now are free from that Avodah, what do we replace that free time with? Divrei Emes. And that's why in the Kiddush, we mentioned Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kivonu Vacharta. V'yosonu Kiddush V'kol Ho'amim. And now that the Avodah is bottled, Udvarcha Emes. We're going to go back to what we were doing before. Paro said, what were you doing before when you had free time on your hands? You were turning to the Divrei Shoker. Chas v'sholoim. It's not Sheker. This is the greatest Emes. It's not the Divrei Shoker. Udvarcha Emes. V'kayam lo'ad. Okay, so this is a drush as to why we make mention of Emes. Because it's the Bittul Avodah. And the Bittul Avodah now takes us back to the time we used to have, where we were able to involve ourselves in Divrei Emes, not like what Paro called the Divrei Shoker. Meir, it's your Vart. You reminded me of that Vart. I mean, okay, now, I want to give you another idea. This, I think, is a very big Chiddush. I'll tell you now another thing. Every day in Shemona Esrei, you say in Shemona Esrei,
I also had a different thought.
Yeah.
Is a machloik is when Rosh Hashanah was. So if Rosh Hashanah was Nisan, so that's Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, right?
What do you mean? Rosh Hashanah is a Tishrei. I mean, when the world was created.
Yeah, like today was the first day. But
the world was created, you're right. It's Yom Shishi today. Today is the first day of creation.
But one shot is that the Nisan Nibra Elam, right?
Yeah, but Hayom Haras Elam, but it's not Nisan now, it's Tishrei. It's the Machshavah.
Right, Nisan. Right, but we want to remember the side of that. So we say that.
But so Nisan is a Chayzul Chem Rosh Chadashim? All right, this is a more roundabout approach.
Also, you're saying now, Rosh Chaydish, Rosh Chaydish. There's Rosh Chaydish Le'ed Nisan, and there's Rosh Chaydish of Tishrei. So
all right, but that's not the focus. All right, I hear what you say. All right. Now let me tell you another Vart. Now this is another very big Chiddush. This is another chesh I want to suggest. And it's only because I watch too much news. I fool around too much on my phone and I see what's going on in the world. And the one thing that I never really appreciated until this year, and that is the degree of sheker in this world. It is just not to be believed. I mean, people don't, if you don't follow the news, everything you see on the news is completely controlled. I mean, Google, Twitter, and Facebook, they thoroughly control what you're able to see.
Yeah, our president is the Mahus of Sheker.
He really is.
Everybody knows that.
Even today he made today he made a statement that he says, when I went to Pittsburgh, the shooting 3 years ago, I went down there and I spoke to the people. He never went there. It's like a big, he says that he went there and he spoke to the people. He never went there. It's a total lie. He never, ever stepped foot in that place. You'll see the news later on. The sheker, the degree of sheker, is just not to be believed. It's not to be believed what this world is. Alma de sheker. Chazal say it's a world of sheker. Okay, so you know, it goes in one ear at the other ear. What do I care? But you know, when you have two, when you go play around, you look at the news sometimes and you'll see some of, you know, whatever. It's unbelievable what goes on. Sheker. All right, fine, big deal. Who cares? What else is new? So it occurred to me, when we say the bracha every single day of Mechayim Eisim, that's really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah really is all about the second bracha in Shemona Esrei. Ata gibor li'olam Hashem Mechayim Eisim ata rav lo'hoshia. Because some of the Mefarshim learn that when you have the Yom HaDin is not a din. It's you get a 1 year renewal of the lease. the din goes from Rosh Hashanah, Mereish Hashanah, ad Achris Hashanah. I obviously, that's only one dimension. You know, there's a certain concept where a person, you know, you look at your whole life, the whole span of life. But there's definitely a very strong emphasis on the Yimei HaDin of a one-year renewal. I have a service I use. It is such a pain. Every month I have to go, fill out a form, pay the money to have the service renewed. The service basically just stops. It stops cold. And then when the service stops, I have to go to the website, download the form, fill out the information, send in the money, have a receipt number, they got the money, put the receipt number on the form, send them the email, them the form, and wait a day until they acknowledge and turn the service back on. I don't understand. Everything else in life, just let it go. Let the service go and you bill me. And if I don't pay within 2, 3, 4 days, you shut down the service. No. They shut down the Meshagas. That's a very important service. I need the service. Meshagas. There's nothing I can do to have the service continue. It has to shut down. I have to fill out the form. I have to send them the money. I have to get a receipt. I have to go to whole Chag Gag. Every month? Who has patience for this? Well, the truth is, that's really what happens in Rosh Hashanah. When the Yom HaDin, you get a one-year renewal. And that's it. Rosh Hashanah, it's over. Finished. Life is over. You want to live another year? You got to be kidding. You got to be joking. You want to live in this world another year? Okay, you have to apply. There's an application process. There's a vetting process who we allow to live in this world. You come, Elul, wait online, blow the shofar for 30 days, say slichas. Comes Rosh Hashanah, okay, that's the next part of it. Aser Simei Teshuvah, Yom Kippur, maybe you have a little extension to Sukkot. It's an application process to renew your lease on life for one more year. So basically, when the year is over, we're all dead. Life is over. It's over. We're finished. You want to live another year? Mechaye ha-meisim. You have to renew your lease on life. It's a renewal. We come back from the dead. That's what the whole Rosh Hashanah is captured in. The bracha, the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Ata gibor li'olam Hashem, mechayei meisim ata rav lehoshia. We're asking you, Hashem, to bring us back to life because the year is over, our lease on life is over. And now we're asking for techiyas ha-meisim. And when we describe techiyas ha-meisim, we describe all the facets of techiyas ha-meisim. Soymeich noiflim, there are many different dimensions to techiyas ha-meisim. There are people who are unfortunately in a state of decline. They're noiflim in many dimensions. Hashem supports them. V'roifei choylim, heals the sick. Now here comes the next thing, which is very bizarre. Hashem is matir asur. Now what does that mean literally? He releases prisoners. Now that's very bizarre. Because I understand we say Hashem, he supports those who fall down. Everyone is in a state of nefil. Everyone is falling here, there, in every dimension in their life. That's I think we can relate to. I don't know, maybe you can't. I could certainly relate to that. Okay, roifei cholim, everyone needs refuah. From every dimension. Every single person is in a state of nefil. But what does this mean? Hashem is matir asurim. How many people do you really know are locked away in prison? We know, okay, there are people. I know people, unfortunately. There are people. But some of them deserve to be locked up. Some of them are a danger to society. Some of them, there's nothing we can really do. They're locked up. You know, we pray they should get out. And al derech hatev, I mean, what is this thing called? Hashem releases the prisoners. I mean, really, what does that mean? I mean... In a society, there are people that are in prison. They deserve to be in prison. Well, they have to protect. They're a danger to society. And what does this mean exactly? How many? It's so essential. There are a million things that we need in life. Ask for parnasa. Ask for Mashiach. Ask for knowledge. Ask for redemption. What is this prisoner business doing here? So there are answers, okay? You'll give me some lomdish answers. There are some very nice answers. I have no doubt about that. But I want to suggest to you that who is the prisoner? Who is the prisoner? Who is the prisoner? The prisoner is Emes. Today in the world that we live in, the Midah of Emes is locked up in Guantanamo Bay, in chains, in solitary confinement. No one wants to hear the truth. The Midah of Emes is in solitary confinement in a supermax prison that no one even knows where it is. Off the books. CIA, they have these like prisons that are not even on record. Don't even exist. They're scrubbed from any record. That is where Emes is today. It is in a supermax prison in an undisclosed location in the world, in some sub-basement with all types of guards and technology to make sure it doesn't escape. Emes is the greatest prisoner of this world. That's Emes. And as long as Emes is locked up in prison, nothing's going to happen. This world is just going to go down the drain. It's going to go straight down. Because Emes, you need Emes for every element of this world. You need Emes, number one, to acknowledge the truth that Hashem created the world. Okay, all of the Apikarsim are going to tell you Hashem didn't create the world. It was created, I don't know, some big bang, something happened. There's no God, or there is a God. God, he is on vacation, he went away. He left the world to the control of the stars, the moon, the Kriches HaTeva. Hashem doesn't deal with this world. All of the problems in this world come from the denial of Emes. Emes is the greatest prisoner. And the next part of the Shemoneh Esrei is Matir Asurim Umikayim Emunaso. He maintains his faith. Lishene Afar, to the people who are dead, who are sleeping in the ground. So the proof that I am suggesting that the prisoner is Emes is the fact that it's juxtaposed to Emuna. Because we say in Davin Marif, Emes the Emuna. We say in Ezra Savoseinu, we say Emes ve'emuna chok v'lo yavor. You find in Chazal the two terms, Emes ve'emuna, always are a team. Emes and Emuna, again, you find in the Marev, Emes ve'emuna, in the Nusach of Tfila, of Marev, and you find it again in, let's just to note, to make sure I got everything, all my, after Shema, Ani Hashem Elokim Asher Tzitzi Yitzchem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Li'ol Zichem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes V'Emuna Kol Zos. The two go together. In Ezra Savosin by Shachris, Emes V'Emuna Choyk V'lo Yavor. What's the connection between Emes V'Emuna? So the Pashtus is, Emes is the real truth, but the truth doesn't always come out. The truth, it takes time. You have to have faith that the truth will be revealed to the world. It will play its part. This world, MS, is hidden. It's in prison. It's suppressed. People don't want to hear the truth. People want to live a lie. It's convenient. But a Maimon knows that the day will come. The day will come when the MS will break out. And the truth will be revealed, and all of the hiding and the lies and the fraud will be revealed. Emes needs Emuna. Emuna is the future of Emes. Emes is the truth. And Emuna is, we have faith that truth will be revealed. This is what we say Kriya Shema. What's Kriya Shema all about? You know, because Kriya Shema, the beginning of Kriya Shema is a perfect match to the end of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is our God. Hashem Echad. The day will come The day will come in the future when Mashiach will come that Hashem will be one over the entire world. Not today. Today there are pagans, there are atheists, there are mshugayim, all different varieties of crazy people who do not acknowledge that Hashem exists or do not acknowledge the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we start off Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is our God. And the day will come, Hashem, the day will come when it's not just going to be our God. Right now, we're the only one who acknowledges as Hashem. The Ummah Yisraelim, they don't acknowledge, they're in denial. But don't worry, the day will come, Hashem Echad. What's the end of Kriya Shema? Emes. Emes is Hashem is our God, Hashem is the God of this world. The Emunah. And we have faith that Hashem Echad will happen one day. Right now it's not happening, but we have faith that the day will come when Hashem Echad will come to be. So the end of Kriya Shema parallels the beginning of Kriya Shema. Okay, in Shachris we say also, what do we say in Shachris when we begin, right after we say Emes, V'yatziv, V'nachon V'kayam V'yashar, after we go through the 15 things, then we go and we say, Emes V'emuno Choyk V'lo Yavar. It goes back on Kriya Shema. It's Emes V'emuno Choyk V'lo Yavar, what? The Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The end of that paragraph is coming to explain Kriya Shema. So what do you take out of this? You take that Emes and Emuna are a team. They're a powerful team. Now go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Mechal Kol Chayim B'Chesed. Ata Gibor Li'Olam. Ata Gibor Li'Olam Hashem. Mechayim Eisem Ata. Rav Lo Hoshia. Mechal Kol Chayim B'Chesed. You give life, Chesed. Mechayim Eisem Berachamim Rabim. You give life to the dead, and we give examples. Sonech Leiflim. People who are on a decline, you mechazik them. V'roifei choylim, people who are sick, you bring them back. Those are examples of Tchiyas HaMeisim. U'matir asurim. A form of Tchiyas HaMeisim is emes, that is a prisoner, locked away, and no one even knows where it is. This Tchiyas HaMeisim, emes, will break out of that prison. Umikayem emuna soli shene afar. And the emuna to the people throughout history who did not see that emes in their lifetime, they only saw in their lifetime divrei sheker, saw people befool themselves, they will see with Tchiyas HaMeisim, they will see the emes go forth. So the beginning of that bracha is emes ve'emuna. Okay, the greatest prisoner who ever existed in the history of this world, that is locked away in the most massive supermax prison in solitary confinement in an undisclosed location somewhere in this world that no one knows about, it's not on record, surrounded by mighty and powerful soldiers to guard the secret. Don't worry, Hashem will one day come along and take Emes out of prison. And when that happens, the emuna that the people, humanity, had that the Emes will be revealed will be exposed to the entire world. Now, being that we've just said that idea, now we understand why Rosh Hashanah is all about Emes. Because Rosh Hashanah is what? It's Tchiyas HaMeisim. Our lease expires on Rosh Hashanah. The lease is over. Got to give back the car now. They come hound you down. You must return the car with two sets of keys. It must be in good condition. You have to pass inspection. You're responsible for any damages now. The lease is over. You want another lease? Come to the office, sit down, fill out the papers, give us a lot of money, and we'll have to do some background check to see if you have a good credit score, v'chulu v'chulu. That's Rosh Hashanah. The lease is over. We try now to do Tchiyas HaMeisim. Tchiyas HaMeisim is Emes V'emunah. To break out that Emes. nichlal in the din of Tchias HaMeisim, part of Tchias HaMeisim, one of the categories of Tchias HaMeisim is Emes, the revel. Just like we come back to life on Rosh Hashanah, it opens up in this world a revelation of Emes. The emun that we have in Emes comes forth. That is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Well, we know we're living in a world today where the sheker is just unreal. You know, I'm not here to tell you politics. I always tell you that. And I tell you politics, even though I am telling you a lot of politics. I've been reading this, following this for months. It's already nauseating. What's going on in Arizona? Does anyone here know what's going on in Arizona? They did in Arizona. You'll never hear one word of this on the mainstream media. But in Arizona, they've been doing what's called a forensic audit for the last months, and there's been going through a lot of loops and loops. So they've already leaked. It's not been revealed what happened, but they've already leaked already so much information that the degree of sheker is just mind-blowing. That's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference in now. It's too late for now. But it's a tremendous bracha, because going forward, moving forward in elections, in the next election cycle, and even throughout the entire world, there's an incredible revelation of sheker and emes. And people are really, it may take two election cycles until people are able to correct all of the flaws. It's a tremendous thing. It's really a tremendous thing. A gilui of emes. It's a tremendous thing to have a gilui of emes. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah is Tchias HaMeisim. The ultimate Tchias HaMeisim is to reveal Nebuch Emes, who's the greatest prisoner the world has ever seen. All right, now let me tell you another idea. Let me tell you a short idea. This idea I told you last year, but I really want to tell it to you again, because I really like this idea very much. It really, really, really appeals to me, and that is Nisana Toikef. Nisana Toikef. We go through 26 items. So just a short idea. A very short idea in the Sanat Toikef. Kedushas Hayoyim, Kiyud Noirav Oyoyim. And we go through 26 things. Let me turn to the page. Okay, let's turn to the page over here in my Machzor. Shnei Hayoyim, Yom Aleph, here we go. V'yahatohu. Here we go. Okay, Chazaras Hashatz. Wrong page, of course. Oh, here it is. I got it. Okay, so we go through. Bereish Hashanika Seimun Uvyom Tzum Kibur Yecha Seimun. Okay, now there are 26 items. Kama ya'avrun v'chama yiboreyun, mi yichye u mi yomus, mi v'kitzoy, mi loy v'kitzoy, mi v'mayim, mi v'esh, mi v'chere, mi v'chayo, mi v'rov, mi v'tzom, mi v'arach. He goes to the 26. I just want to point out the first two. It's a very short part. The first two is kama ya'avrun v'chama yiboreyun. What does that mean? How many people will pass from this world? I'm imagining that, you know, today they say this person, he passed away. This person passed. It's one of the most common expressions to refer to end of life. This person, he passed away. Where does that come from, that expression? He passed. Who invented that term? Who is the one who invented the term, an expression to describe death with passing? It is the mechaber of this piyut. That's the truth. Who wrote this piyut? It was written by a very famous person. I forgot his name. You see, I'm so famous, I forgot the whole story. What was the Maisa? Anyone remember the Maisa? This person, he was, Archul tells us, Rav Amnon of Mainz. Rav Amnon of Mainz is the composer of a Nisana Taigef. What was the story with Rav Amnon of Mainz? The king came to him and said to him, here is the article. I'll read you the article. When the bishop of Mainz insists that his friend and advisor of Amnon convert to Christianity, in order to buy time of Anam is for 3 days of grace to meditate upon the question, upon returning home. He was distraught at having given the impression that he even considered betraying Hashem. Okay, so he told his friend, give me 3 days, and he had charata that he even said he was supposed to chil Hashem. So what did they do? What did they do to him? He told them no way, and they cut off all of his limbs. They cut off his arms, his feet. They cut off all of his limbs. And he was about to die, and then he composed, in that matzav, he composed the Unesane Toikef. And they brought him, they carried him to shul, and he sang it, and then he died. And then he came back to someone in a dream and told them the Nusach again, and they wrote it down, and it spread to the entire Klal Yisrael. And here we are today, we still say this Nusach that was composed by Rav Amnon of Mainz. And it begins, and in the middle it says, Kama Ya'avrun, how many will pass? And from that I believe it must be that's where the expression comes, pass away, comes from Rav Amnon of Mainz. But guess what? There's a question, there's a very big difficulty with that. Because that's repetitious. It already says, Mi yichye umi yomus, who will live, who will die. So why do you want to go say, Kama ye'avrun, kama yiboreyun, who will die and who will live? It's first, it's in the wrong order. Since we say in the beginning, we say right after, Mi yichye umi yomus, why do we have to say, why do we first start with Kamo Ya'avun with Kamo Yiboreon? My high. So I find this to be very satisfying that the word Ya'avun is not the correct girsa. It's not a vase, it's with a dot. You have to add a dot into this nusach. Mi Ya'avun means how many women will conceive, become pregnant. The chamo yiboreon. Just because a woman is pregnant, who says that she'll carry the baby to full term and the baby will be born? The baby may die 9 months. Kamo, how many ye'abrun, how many fetuses will be conceived? The chamo yiboreon, how many of them will make it to the finish line? And Yiboreon means here, I want to say will be healthy. Bori, the word Bori means health, good health. How many of these fetuses will survive in good health? Will be Bori, or how many, because those that are not Bori will be a Nefel. And then if they survive the conception and they're Bori, and they come out into the world, then you can ask, Mi yichye, who will survive in this world? Umi yomos, who's not going to survive in this world? And then you go on to describe all the different ways a person can die in this world. So the opening line is describing conception and is describing full term coming out. And why do I want to say that this is the pshat? Because if you look at the Nusach HaTzvila, it's interesting, we're always talking about conception. Hayoim haras olam. Hayoim yamid ba mishpat kol yitzurei olamim. What's hayoim haras? Haras means pregnancy. The world, according to Chazal, was created in Chodesh Nisan. And Chodesh Tishrei, it was b'machshava. Olo b'machshavtoi, to create the world. In other words, according to the Nusach HaTzvila, the world became pregnant on Aleph Tishrei. It was a short-term pregnancy. A woman can give birth in 6 months. In 6 months in one day. And Nisan is when the world actually came to be, which makes a lot of sense, because Chazal say over and over, this world is incomplete. She'omar le'olamoy dai. The world was supposed to be concluded in 9 months. That's the teva of the Welt. After 6 months, Hashem said, I want to have a Sunday bris, so let's induce the world now. A little premature will be okay. And the baby, the world came into existence after 6 months and 6 months. A preemie. And that's why the world is incomplete. That's why not everyone turned out the way they're supposed to. Like Meir. Just joking. Just want to see if he's still awake. Not everything came out the way it's supposed to be. The world is incomplete. She'omar le'olamai dai. The world was meant to be complete in 9 months, but the world was created prematurely 6 months. But the Hayom Haras, Rosh Hashanah, is the pregnancy. In the laning, Vahashem Pokade Esra Kasharamar, Vatahar. Sora became pregnant. Why does it have to say that? She became pregnant. She had a baby. Of course. The Torah has to tell you all the details. Torah is going to go tell that Sarah, she woke up in the morning and she was nauseous because she was pregnant. Or Torah is going to go tell you all the details that Sarah went and she had to go buy maternity clothing. Torah is going to tell you all the details. Ridiculous. She had a baby. Vashem Park had a Sarah. Vatelet Bain. What's this about she became pregnant? I don't need to know. That's obvious. Chana in the Haftarah. She became pregnant. What do we need to know all this? With Sag, the laning, Hagar. She became pregnant. What's going on over here? This is not a detail. You don't say all the details. No. This is a chelek of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a time of hey royon, pregnancy. And it's fascinating that it's the time of pregnancy is the Yom HaDin. The Yom HaDin is not later. It's not the end of life. The Iker Din is on the moment. This is the super beginning, the ultra beginning, the time of Hei Royon. That's the Din. That's when we're looking forward into the future to see how all things are going to come about. There's something about the Hei Royon where there's so much that happens during that period of time, which obviously has an influence on how the child develops, goes forth. Okay, the women, they have to take vitamins, they have to do this, they have to do that. Every little thing, it seems, makes, we don't know how these things work, but every moment of this tekufa has an effect on the health and the spiritual development. It's a time of din. Hey, Royon, much more time of din than when the baby is actually born. The baby's actually born, so everything is done. So now the kid needs a good chinuch. Needs to be watched, but the DNA, the development of what kind of tendencies, disposition he has to a certain lifestyle is very much anchored, is very much connected to the Hei Royon. And that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not later. Hayom Haras Hei Royon. So you see clearly that in the Nusach HaTfil in Hayom Haras Olam, in the laning, Vatahar, by Chana, and by Sarah, Tahar. So now when he comes to Rav Amnon and he says, Kama Ye'avron, it should really be Kama Ye'abron. How many Noshim will be conceived? Kama Yiboreyon, how many of them will be a Bori, will be a healthy child, and make it out into the world? And when they come out into the world, Mi Yichye, who could survive in this world? Umiyomos, and from those who die, there are a lot of ways, a lot of different tickets out, all different techniques Hashem has to take a person out of this world. Then we go right and discuss all of those things. So this is an idea. I don't think last year we discussed in such detail, but I think this is a very important yisoid in the nusach of Rav Amnon of Mainz. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you so much for coming and learning with me. Have a wonderful night. Be well. Sei gesund.
Good night. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. We shall see you tomorrow. Good Shabbos. Mayor, are you still there?